Are opening your Bibles to Romans, the 8th chapter. Going to read verse 5 through 9. My wife asked my subject tonight, and my subject tonight is, "Where is your mind?" And she says she's lost hers. So she needs a lot of help trying to find it. So, if you're here tonight and you've kind of lost your mind, this is for you, okay? In Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 5, the Bible says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Oh, you need to underline that one. A lot of people trying to please God with a lot of fleshly stuff that appeals to the flesh and gets you all stirred up and everything is not of God. I believe that. "But they that are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." And Lord, I please ask you to help me tonight, that someone may learn something tonight and be of profit to them. I know thy word is always profitable. So, Lord, we want to show and earnestly study what thy word is about a person's mind. So help us, Lord, and we give thee the glory, for we do ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. As I said, I really need your help tonight. I don't know about you, but the Bible says that we're to bring ourselves and our minds into subjection. That's hard to do. I find that when I would do the things of God and I want to, I do them not. And when I think that I have done the things of God, I find many times I haven't. I find myself zoning out. I know you all never done that. Wait till you get to be 84. You all can zone out too. My wife keeps poking me in the side, keeping me awake during the sermons. And she has her hands full there. But the point of it is where is our minds tonight? Is our mind with us? I find a lot of, especially the young people, but it's not just the young people, that have got their phones out texting, you know, and things like that. Some are coloring, some are writing notes. Listen, folks, our minds are in every other place other than what we're here for. I know that Brother Joe is a great teacher and preacher, and praise the Lord for that, and a great storyteller. But he has to have your mind and your attention in order to get the message to you. You say, "Well, I was listening." I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of churches in a lot of places. And one thing that I remember years ago, we would go to the Jubilee down there in Atlanta with some of the great preachers you've y'all have heard of and seen on TV. I saw a choir of maybe 100 people that could not finish a song without at least one or two of them sitting down and bawling their eyes out. They weren't just singing. They thought about what they were doing. It wasn't a show. It was praise to God. Amen. Folks, I'll tell you what. We have gotten to where that our minds and our hearts are just not in it. I remember when I first went to Bryan Station years ago. And suddenly, I began to hear things I'd never heard before. I began to see things in the Word of God I'd never seen before. I began to learn things. And I just couldn't get enough. I longed to hear more because I was learning. And I was really grasping things that was new and different. I never heard this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This makes sense. This is real. This is actually the answer to the problems in this world. Right here it is. I find my mind is not as stayed upon the Scriptures now as they were back then. Folks, we need to recapture the fire of our salvation and our beginning. My goodness, how we need the presence of the Holy Spirit. How we need the fire of God to fall in the assemblies today. How we need God's people just can't get enough. Tell me more about that. Explain more to me about this. How does that work, Brother Willie? Well, one of the things of my ministry was to take the deep and difficult things of God and be able to explain them in an understandable way. Folks, I wanted to learn. I wanted to help somebody else see it. I wanted to help somebody else get the joy out of it. I remember, some of you all remember when Jay first got saved. Oh man. He could not do anything but feast upon the Word of God. Feast upon the teachings. Tell me this. Oh, do you remember when you were that way? Do you remember when you first heard the teachings of the depth of God and they were so exciting and so thrilling to your soul that you just couldn't get enough? Those old preachers up there in West Virginia, Brother Lowell, you remember those days, brother? You just couldn't. Oh, I'm telling you what. You wasn't worried about the clock. Keep on preaching. Go another 20 minutes. I still want to hear more of what you've got to say. You don't find that much anymore. It's been a while. But as I've had people tell me, you quit too soon. Man, I was enjoying that. I wish you'd have kept on with that. Where is that mind? Where is that burning desire for the Word of God? Folks, to be carnally minded. I told somebody the other day, I'm developing into the world's foremost authority on TV. Watch it all the time. My mind is as blank as a blackboard. And I just sat there and stared at the thing, and it sits there and stares back at me. I'm entertained, but I'm not getting anything out of it. I'm not growing in it. I'm not learning anything. I'm not progressing. Listen, if you're alive today and you're not going forward, guess what? Everybody's pacing you up, guy. What we need to do is we need to have a thirst and a hunger for the Word of God. There are some things in here that I know you've never heard of. And I know that the first time they're preached, you're saying, what was that? Study, read, desire, seek after the things of God. There is nothing as sweet as the taste of the Word of God. There is no dessert. There is no steak. There is no meal that tastes as good and as satisfying as when you receive the truth of the Word of God and you just grew a little bit. You live as you mature and grow and get stronger and have more knowledge. If you're just sitting there peddling water and you ain't going nowhere, you may be growing this way, but you ain't growing this way. Folks, I believe that God would have us to know every single thing that He wants us to know. Now the Bible says over in Leviticus, I think it is, I believe it's Leviticus, that the deep things, the secret things, belong unto God. But the things that are revealed belong unto man. Folks, there's some things in here that will thrill your soul. And whenever it thrills your soul, you know what you need to do? What Brother Leonard back there does? He sends me, what, two or three texts a day or more? Hey, when you hear something, you see something, share it. Get it out there. Hallelujah. You say, you don't read those. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I read those. I read this. I listen to Joe. You think I know everything? Come on. I might be smarter than the average bear, but I don't know it all. I'm still learning. How do you learn? The Holy Spirit has to open your understanding. And when the Holy Spirit pricks your mind with something, oh, I've never heard that before. Then go back and study it and ask God to give you an understanding. Listen, if somebody don't know something you know, pray for them. Don't get upset at them. Help them to learn. Maybe they'll help you learn. Maybe they know something you don't. When I first started, I had some questions. Maybe you're familiar with some of these. How come I try to do things and nothing ever really works out the way I plan for it to go? Y'all ever have any of that? Why do other people understand and see things and I don't? Or why do is that they don't understand and see things the way I do? Why do people not tell me what they really think? Why do people, and yeah, me too, tell what such whopping big lies rather than just tell the truth? Yeah, we're trying to not hurt anybody's feelings. Well, tell the truth. I have trouble lying to my wife. Yeah, she'll think something happened this way and didn't. I'd be better off if I kept my mouth shut, but I'll tell her, no, honey, you got that wrong. That don't work. You guys know what I'm talking about. Why do people cheat and steal and connive to get what they want? Why do people only think about their own wants, likes, and needs? Why do people not cooperate with others for everyone's benefit? Why do people think they see things the way they do? Why can't somebody answer my questions? You know what? There is two things involved here. In Jeremiah 17:9, the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You can't even understand your own self. I know that none of you have ever done something and then looked in the mirror and said, well, why in the world did I do that? You don't even know your own mind. And then whenever you get to doing something, you wonder, what in the world was I thinking about when I said that? What in the world was I thinking about when I went over there? Why in the world did I buy that? Y'all ain't never had nothing you bought. I have an ab cruncher. I think they made 17 or 18 of them things. What have I got that thing for? Y'all ain't never done that. No, I know you don't. Proverbs 23:7. For as he or any person thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. In Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of the heart are the issues of life. The reason that people do not understand how people think or even what they think themselves, the human heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it? You think you know yourself. You don't. I have often said that the craziest thing God ever invented was a human being. You can tell what a tree's going to do. You can tell what a dog's going to do most of the time. You have no idea what a man or a woman's going to do. And once you think you know, they'll turn around and do something else. The heart of a human being is deceitful above all things. No one can understand their own heart, much less the heart of others. Well, what in the world do you do about this? Realize this, that you have an adversary that has gone out in this world that is determined to bring you into sorrow and grief. He's called Satan. And he works in the emotions and in the mind. That's the devil's playhouse right here, right in your old head. And I'll tell you what, the TV is his tool right now. And there's things on that TV you don't need to see. There's things on there I don't need. There's things on there I don't want to see. And still I don't turn it off. Because I'm foolish just like the rest of us. Folks, Satan is going about seeking whom he may devour. And what he does is he paints a beautiful picture. Lady asked me one day if I'd ever watched a soap opera. I told her, I said, listen, does your husband take you to Rome for lunch and down to Paris to see what you're going to wear tomorrow? No. I said, that's soap opera life. That ain't real. It don't work that way. And all this stuff that they put in your mind and your head is doing nothing but just getting you all tore up. And the first thing you know, you're desiring to have this and desiring to have that, like an ab cruncher, or something other like that. That's absolutely worthless, and you ain't got sense enough to see it. There is nothing more ugly than fashions in Paris, France. Y'all ever see any of that? That's the ugliest looking dresses and suits that I have ever seen in my life. Who wants it? Boy, they're gonna make it look good. They're gonna make it sound good. Oh, here, taste this. This is wonderful. This is Brussels sprouts. This is good for you. Who in the world likes Brussels sprouts? Don't you hold up your hand. Yeah. Oh, where is our mind? If you do not spend time in the Word of God, John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you're the branches. That's Jesus talking. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But listen to this. For without me, you can do nothing. Oh, I'm in charge of my destiny. I'm the captain of my soul. If it's to be, it's up to me. Whoever fed you that garbage? Yeah, I went through all those sales meetings and everything too. They're even putting out robocalls on my email now. I mean, I am so tired of this is so-and-so insurance. Have you got your Social Security card? If you don't, give me your Social Security number. Yeah, do that. And get right into your bank account and take every dime you got. Every kind of a scam going on in the world. Now it's beginning to come on my emails. And it's beginning to come on this thing. I was an engineer at IBM and I built these things, designed these things. Not these. The ones I designed fill half of this room here. This thing's more powerful and do things that it can never do. I can't run this thing. When I get in a problem, I call my 18-year-old granddaughter to straighten me out. She knows what she's doing. I have no idea how that thing works. I'm an old fogey. The world has passed me by. But honey, my mind is still in the Word of God. There are some things in here that are sweeter than a T-bone steak. There are things in there that are better than that cake that Greg brought you for your birthday. He brought in a cake, a tiramisu. Best cake I ever had, really. About that big. Only trouble of it is it had 82 candles on it and looked like a forest fire going to... By the time he got the candles lit on this side, he done melted that end. You got too many candles, girl. It says in Psalm, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Shall reap. Shall reap. Well, what if we don't? Shall reap. That's an absolute promise. He that goeth forth weeping and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. If you do not go forth, you'll not reap any sheaves. If you don't bear precious seed to the lost, you'll not reap any sheaves. If you don't care enough to weep, you'll not bring any sheaves. But if you do, then will you doubtless come again, bringing those precious sheaves unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We saw the lightning of God strike today. And my dear sister, hallelujah. We don't see it much today. I've never been a great orator or a great preacher or anything. But many, many years ago, I preached one sermon where 43 people were saved. You talk about rejoicing on the mountain. You talk about the lights being brighter. You'll never know what it's like. Song leader said, what I do now? I said, keep singing. Piano player said, what I do? I said, keep playing. Let's keep at this. Let's keep at this. God's moving. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare back off. God's moving. Hallelujah. If the Lord be for us, who can stand against us? Why are we afraid? It's always been difficult for me just to walk up to somebody and strike up a conversation. My wife, oh goodness, she's so good, Dad. I'll be there trying to check out at the grocery store and she'll be over there talking to somebody she's never seen before. And they won't talk to her, she'll chase them down. She's good at it. You know what? We get embarrassed. We get timid. We get to where we're afraid of offending somebody. I love what Brother Bill Stang told me. I think he preached it from here at the pulpit one night. He said that he had started on his robocalls. This is so-and-so in church. I said, have you ever surrendered your heart and soul to the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved? There's a long silence. And then there's a click and a dial tone. I'll tell you what, there don't many of them answer you back. And you know something? I haven't gotten near as many robocalls as I used to. Word must be getting around. You challenge them on their salvation and their spirituality, they don't want to talk about that. Except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain that build it, you can't build it if God don't help you. Lord, keep the city. The watchman waketh in vain. If he's not keeping the city, you ain't going to get it done. What's going on in America? We're letting down the watchman. We've got no watchman watching the gates. What happened to morality? What happened to doing the right thing? What happened? We're in flyover country. We don't matter. It's all New York and Los Angeles and Chicago, and those people run the United States of America. I'll tell you what, folks. God's people's going to have to rise up here. Or our land is going to just flood. We're being flooded with Satan's false pearls that look good. Be careful what you listen to. I've told this story before. This is part of the scars on my lungs. They say I'm going to cough forever like this. Had a lady, young lady in our assembly. Beautiful young lady. Married. Her and her husband had just bought a house. Each one of them had brand new vehicles. And they had a little boy. And her babysitter kept telling her about all the fun she was having over here at the bar, dancing with the men and drinking, and how she was missing out on the joy of this world, until she finally tried it. She's had 3 children by 3 different men. Been on about 5 different recovery missions to try to get her off of dope and alcohol. And her life is a mess. Be careful who you listen to. Your friend may not be your friend. He may be Satan dressed up like your friend. Be careful. Because he's going around doing everything he can to trap you. Where is your mind tonight? Is it on the Word of God? Or is it on the things of this world? They can make the things of this world look awful good. But the end of the carnal mind is death. Destruction. Terror. We live in a land. I don't remember how long it's been since we went a couple of days without a shooting and a killing in Lexington. We live in a land of death. Because the mind of God's people has been taken over by the TV set and the things of this world. Don't let your children get into this stuff. Don't let your children dabble in. Give it a try. Try it, you'll like it. Don't get into that. Because the wages of sin is death. And the carnal mind is death. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Is your life all to pieces? You have it just running here and there and everywhere just trying to get ahead. You can't find peace. The spiritual mind is peace. Oh, tonight, where is your mind? Brother, would you come? We all want to stand. We're going to sing a couple of verses of song.